Wow. Have you heard about Coinbase's latest announcement?
Yes, I have. Coinbase's CEO Brian Armstrong is really shaking things up with their plan to launch a crypto super app.
It's truly groundbreaking. They're aiming to revolutionize the financial landscape by offering a whole range of services through this app.
Absolutely. By providing users with a single platform to manage their cryptocurrency, make payments, and even earn rewards, they're challenging traditional banking systems in a big way.
The vision behind the app is so exciting. They want to streamline various financial services and tap into the growing adoption of digital currencies for more convenient transactions.
The concept of a crypto super app is really promising. Users will be able to seamlessly manage their cryptocurrency, make payments, and earn rewards all in one place.
And Armstrong's vision for Coinbase goes beyond just trading. He wants to make cryptocurrency more accessible and practical for everyday use.
The app's distinctive features like credit cards for spending cryptocurrency, instant payment solutions, and Bitcoin rewards are designed to make the user experience top-notch.
It's clear that Coinbase is directly challenging traditional banks with this user-friendly alternative that aims to eliminate high fees and cumbersome processes.
Looking ahead, this innovation could really change how we interact with financial services, merging cryptocurrencies seamlessly into our daily transactions.
Armstrong's vision could truly usher in a new era in banking, offering a compelling alternative to traditional financial institutions.
This initiative is a significant step towards a future where cryptocurrency plays a central role in everyday financial transactions, creating a more efficient and user-friendly financial ecosystem.
In essence, Coinbase's development of a crypto super app is reshaping the financial industry by integrating digital currencies into mainstream financial services, ultimately enhancing user experiences and challenging the status quo.